Ja, noch einmal grüßen wir alle,
once again, we greet all who joined us in the meantime.
Von Anfang nicht im Saal waren. Seid uns alle herzlich
willkommen. We welcome all of you in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Recht gelauscht haben,
and if you listen carefully,
that what the singers have sung, unsere Herzen, glaube ich, schon recht eingestellt.
Then our hearts are already tuned in
das, was
properly.
In und an uns getan
thankfully
hat.
Tuned in for that what he has done for us.
Let us sing two songs together.
Let us start from these little booklets,
from
song number
29.
Song number 29. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. Number 29.
Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior till end. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. Hide my soul in the cave.
must be there with his head.
Before Brother Helmut comes to read us the word for introduction, let us sing song number 9. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Song number 9. Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchased of God, born by his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. At rest, I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Amen.
Dankeschön.
Thank you.
Es ist wirklich,
it's really
wunderbar,
wonderful,
dem Herrn den Dank und
to give thanks and adoration to our Lord.
Wir sind Gott dankbar,
we are grateful to God
im Hause des Herrn,
that we can be gathered again here in the house of God
wieder gesegnet zu
to again be blessed
und ihm allein die Ehre
and to give him alone the glory and worship. I also would like to welcome all of you, greeting you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have many visitors in our midst from various countries, and we welcome all of you very warmly in our midst. And also our brothers and sisters who are joining us online right now, also them we greet from this place. Our brothers from Portugal and from the Azores have sent us greetings. Also brothers from Mozambique, they have sent greetings, and many other greetings. We will hear them just now. We have already sung wonderful songs, and it stood out to me here in the chorus, song number 29, in the shadows of the rock. There it is nice. Even the desert is so hot. Oh, eternal love. In thy tent. Oh, how the soul is resting there. I had to think about it with the people of Israel. They were in the desert. And there was the rock. Christ was with them. The rock who was accompanying them. And there was the tent, the revelation tent, the tabernacle, where God revealed himself. And if we are in the tabernacle, then God speaks with us and he reveals himself to us. And this is happening today here at this place, that God speaks to our hearts, revealing himself to us. Then in the song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Brothers, sisters, there's no more blessed assurance than this, to know that we are a property of God, his own possession. He is our Redeemer, our Savior. It's the greatest that we can experience. To be born again, free from sin. To be a child of God. Yes, then we can say, this I must sing for the glory of Jesus. He is my glory. Only he is my glory. Yes, he is my light. He is my life. My sunshine. Oh, you are my everything, thou alone, as the German song goes. Brothers, sisters, everything is grace. And the songwriters expressed it. And we are grateful to God for this grace which was given to us. And we are very confident that the Lord will bless us tonight anew, preparing us, making us ready, feeding us with a heavenly manna. Let us be in the matter with all our hearts. Let not our thoughts drive around somewhere. Let us not be deviated somewhere. But let us hear directly what the Spirit of God says to us. This is important. We must tune in with the Word. We must become a part of the Word. So, for the word of introduction, I would like to read from 2 Timothy chapter 1, a couple of verses. 2 Timothy chapter 1, from verse 7, I would like to read. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day. Oh, how wonderful is the word of God. Brothers, sisters, a holy calling. Yes, this purpose in Jesus Christ, before the world began, he has purposed, before the foundation of the world, he has written our names in the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. We were predestinated by the grace, we are children of God, and he has overcome the power of death, and he brought unto light the immortality. Brothers, sisters, when we are perfected, then we will be like him. So wonderful. And this all we can only recognize by the gospel, by the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. It must be known to us. We must recognize what God has done for us so that we get grateful for it. God did much more than we can comprehend. And I'm always happy when I can see it in the Word. This makes me so grateful. And also tonight, the Lord will show us anew what great things he has done for us. And we put our trust alone in him. He is powerful enough to keep us until the end, without spot, without wrinkle, until we meet him. Let us now stand up for prayer. Ever faithful Father in heaven, we approach your throne of grace with a bowed heart in the holy name of our precious Savior Jesus Christ, trusting that also tonight you have prepared a rich blessing for us, and you will let us draw from the riches of your grace. Please lay your words into the mouth of your faithful servant. Speak personally to our hearts. Let us recognize what great things you have done for us, so that we are strengthened in our faith. Help all, near and far. You know all the needs, all the troubles, all the problems. We lay everything before you, and we trust that you will give beyond understanding, beyond asking, by the victory of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, who has conquered the power of death, who has defeated Satan and hell, and has given us the salvation, eternal life. Bless us together and all who are joining us online. We ask all this in your precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe. Only believe. only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here.
Amen.
Amen.
Ihr mögt euch setzen.
You may be seated.
Dank sei dem Herrn.
Thanks be to the Lord.
Für die Lieder,
for the songs.
Auch das letzte Chorlied,
also the last choir song in particular.
Heute werd ich
today,
in aller Kürze,
just briefly,
alle willkommen,
I will welcome all of you.
Es ist für mich,
for me,
ein besonderer Tag,
it's a special day.
So viel Besuch,
so many visitors
so viele Länder,
from so many countries.
Haben wir lange
long time we didn't have them.
Ob unsere Brüder,
also our brothers
aus Atlanta,
from Atlanta,
ob aus Chicago,
be it from Chicago,
ob von hier, von
be it
da,
from here or there, from everywhere.
Unser Bruder Justin,
our brother Justin,
where is it?
From Johannesburg,
Familie,
with all his family.
Und wer war's,
and who was it?
Sagte,
I think he was
Bruder
it.
Frank,
he said, Brother Frank,
ich bin mit der ganzen
I came with all my family because I believe in this ministry which God has given to you. From Guadeloupe, at least 30 persons, yes, from near and far, even our driver from Reunion is here today with us. Where is this brother from Reunion?
Reunion.
Please stand up.
Das war das 163. Land,
this was the 163rd country which my feet stepped upon. God bless you in particular. Brother Tati, please stand up. Brother Tati.
Yes. God bless Brother Tati ganz besonders.
May God bless Brother Tati in a special way. He accompanied me on all this journey.
God, hat einfach über die
God just blessed
Gnade geschenkt,
beyond measure.
Für uns eine ganz
for us,
Welt.
A completely different
und
world. And nevertheless, we time and again we think and we remember the word which the Lord has said to Abraham, and then also he has given to James, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed, Jacob, especially in Mauritius, perhaps four different races, Africans, Indians, Europeans, all were gathered to hear the precious and holy word of God. Then we have here the greetings. I don't know whether we shall read all of them here, but just very briefly, so that all know that I read every email. Really, I read every one of them. And that I really take it to heart and I take it to knowledge what was written and what was said in them. Then most surely we have, namely here, Greetings from Brother Mamba from Kolwezi. Greetings from Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Baumgartner, Switzerland. Brother Cecil, Pretoria. Brother Joseph, Kinshasa. Brother Ngonga, Africa. Brother Ziller, Argentina. Brother Paul Nyagi, Nairobi. And then, today, I would like to especially greet all from the city of Grodno, a whole group from Grodno. May God bless you in a special way. Then Brother Wendell Ellis, with his family and his wife, his mother-in-law, Françoise. May God bless you in our midst. It is our home. It has become our home. We all feel at home here in the house of the Lord. Then we have Guadeloupe, I already mentioned. Then we have Brother Forestieri in our midst. Brother Justin, I also mentioned him. Then, greetings from Brother Etienne from Réunion and greetings from Brother Mbie. Greetings from Brother Joseph Atlanta. He is in our midst today. Then, a brother from Chicago. Today, in particular, I would like to welcome our beloved brother, Dr. Mbie, in our midst. 1970, the first contact in the Congo with brother Dr. Mbie, who made his doctor in France, an ancient friend of Brother Kupfer and the daddy of Brother Jean-Claude. He is in our midst today. And Brother and Sister Bie, please stand up. Where are you? God bless you in a very special way. May God bless you in a very special way. Just very wonderful. If one remembers the beginnings in every country and how God touched the hearts and guided them from the beginning, I never knew anyone, but God really has given grace. And in his meetings, they are gathered 2,500 people on a regular basis. They are gathered to listen to the transmission. And also today, they are online. What a grace! The seed was sown. It came up in all people's tongues and nations, just as God promised it. Here, greetings from Bashkirian. Greetings from Leonardis from Burundi. Greetings from Brother and Sister Holviti and all them from Finland. Greetings from Bukaso, from Uganda. Greetings from Brother, yes, from Pretoria, sometimes difficult to read, from Pretoria. Greetings from Brother Daniel. Greetings from Brother Fieria. Greetings
from Brother Joachim.
From Brother Joachim, Akim. Greetings from Brother Motika, Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Philemon, Pretoria. Greetings from Brother Gazale. Greetings from Brother Adonis. Greetings from Magyar, Ukraine. Greetings Yes.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Ohio,
from Ohio,
USA.
USA.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Aus
from?
Ja, Congo, from Bruder Christian.
From the Congo, from Brother
Grüße
Christian.
Lupendo.
Greetings from Brother Lupendo.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Aus Tartakistan.
From Tartakistan.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Von Bruder Chauffeur.
From Brother Chauffeur.
Grüße von Bruder
greetings.
Michaelias.
From Brother Michaelias.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Von Bruder Dean.
From Brother Dean.
Susan
and Susan Parker.
Auckland.
From Auckland.
Neuseeland.
New Zealand.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Von, ja, aus Kinshasa.
From Kinshasa.
Grüße.
Greetings.
From Brother Clute
Bruce, Cape Town.
Grüße.
Greetings.
Von Bruder Zomo,
from Brother Zomo, South Africa.
Von der
then from the Ivory Coast.
Grüße.
Heartfelt greetings.
Und
and
noch von,
from?
Von Uganda.
From Uganda.
Grüße.
Heartfelt greetings.
Und ja, noch mal
once again,
Kuta
Maba. Heartfelt greetings from Brother Christian. Greetings from Brother Ronnie Tabao. Heartfelt greetings. Then once again from Brother Luisius from Haiti. And once again greetings from Reunion and from Mauritius. Greetings.
Von, ja, kann ich auch nicht gut lesen.
I cannot read it properly.
Von Fratelli.
From Fratelli.
Like the Fratello.
Fratello.
Und von Jonas.
And from Jonas.
Norwegen.
From Norway.
Von Kalume.
From Kalume.
Von Mashi, India.
From Brother Mashi, India.
Erwin Pacheco,
from Erwin Pacheco, he's at the moment in Finland.
Then
Grüße greetings
from Bruder Martini aus Burundi.
From Brother Martini from Burundi.
Grüße.
Then greetings
aus Italien.
From Italy.
Von Bruder und Schwester Raffaeli.
From Brother and Sister von Raffaeli and Marie.
Grüße.
Greetings
aus Blantyre,
from Blantyre, Malawi.
Grüße.
Greetings
from Geschwister Michailov aus Bulgarien.
Brother and Sister Michailov from Bulgaria.
Abidjan.
I think they are here today.
Und
then from Abidjan.
Ja, von Bruder Aleto.
Then from Brother Aleto.
Und von unserem Bruder John
and
aus
from
Bukarest.
Our brother John from Bucharest. Special
und
greetings.
Aus Burkino Faso.
And then one brother from Burkina Faso. Heartfelt greetings.
Und aus Palermo,
and from Palermo,
Gerlando,
Brother Gerlando and Brother Ilunga. Please forgive me when I take this time to give these greetings. We are joined in the Lord and we rejoice that the whole world can listen and watch. Please, whom did I overlook? Whom did I forget? Be welcome, all of you, and in particular, those who are here today for the first time in our midst. The blessing of the Almighty God rest really upon all of us. May God come to His right. Today, we will go into the Word. We have heard it in the word of introduction. What kind of responsibility is connected with a divine calling? And I dare to say that our responsibility to preach the holy, perfect word of God as the last message of the calling out and of the preparation to bring them to the all nations, to some for a witness and to the others really for the calling out and for the preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, let us start with Psalm 33. Psalms 33, here we have especially the verses 4, Psalms 33, verse 4, 6, and 9. Psalms 33, verse 4, probably. Yes, for the word of the Lord is true, is right, and all his works he is faithful. Just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The word of the Lord is right and true. And the word of the Lord we may carry, we may preach. And in all his works, he is faithful. Whatever God does is done well. And he is doing great things amongst his people. He is doing great things in those and with those who believe his word.
And in seinem Worte gesagt hat, im Gehorsam folgen,
who obey him in that what he said in his word. In verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. God's word is an almighty word. Whatever he says, this takes place. And whatever he promised must and will come to pass. Because God himself is in his word to do and accomplish whatever he said and promised, to do it in us by his grace. And then we come to the verses 9. Here we have verse 9. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. In the moment in which he spoke it, it happened. He commanded, and it stood fast. Now to that concerning us. And concerning that, what God has to say to us in this time. Verse 10, Psalms 33, verse 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The plans. And then comes this certainty. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. What God decided in his counsel, this remains eternally. It cannot be changed. It's unchangeable. And we can confess with all our hearts. As Paul said it, God revealed unto us all of his counsel. Then, Verse 11, once again, and then verse 12. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Amen. Blessed and praised be our Lord. We find ourselves in the Word of God by his grace. We find ourselves. And in the book of Acts, chapter 20, we have the well-known statement of Paul in his summary here, Acts 20. Firstly, verse 23 and 24. Acts 20, verse 23 and 24. Here we read Acts. Forgive me, please. Pardon. Actually, I wanted to start with chapter 2, but let us read this text first. Let us read Acts 20, verse 26 and 27 and 28. Acts chapter 20, verse 26. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Just think of it. I'm pure. I'm not guilty of anyone. I'm not guilty of anyone who heard the message from my mouth. He proclaimed all of the counsel of God, and all could make their own decision as the whole counsel of God was proclaimed. The same I also want to be able to say, and we who we have heard the precious word, all of the counsel of God, we heard, which he purposed, the Almighty purposed, from eternity. We didn't take anything, we didn't withhold anything from you. We preached everything, whatever is now important for our preparation, so that we can obey the word in everything. Here, verse 28, it says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Not your church, not my church, but his church, which he purchased with his own blood. And in his church, he has placed various ministries so that the word of the Lord can be preached and proclaimed. Not guilty of anyone. And then he admonishes the elders that just as he, they should remain in the word
feeding the flock which the Lord purchased with his own blood, giving out the word of God. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. What a privilege we have in this time to have been brought back to the original beginning, And brothers and sisters, we don't know how long we can preach the word of God so freely as now. We don't know. We know that everything has become differently, and especially since the time of the so-called Aufklärung, since Darwin came up with his evolution theory. What? The people had to decide. They had to decide themselves whether they believe God and His Word, whether they believe the creation report, or whether they believe a disappointed clergy whose daughter died with 11 years on TB, tuberculosis, and who lost his faith totally. And then he had one idea after the other with his theory. And then in the schools, this theory has become a subject. Where was the Bible? Where was that what God has said in His Word? They have just taken over what a man has produced in his fantasy. And they no more believed what is written in Genesis 1, that God is the Creator. And if we think on our time, brothers, sisters, you all heard of it, the term marriage for all. How long can we preach from the Word of God? Shall I do it now, so that all know what I mean? Shall I read from Ephesians chapter 5? Here it's spoken of that. Ephesians 5, verse 27. We have the most important verse in all of this chapter. All verses are precious. All are important. But here it is written, 27, Ephesians 5, verse 27, that in this way he might present the church, present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, what was before this verse? What is said to the married people? What is said to the children? What went before this verse? What came there? The divine order must be established, re-established in the church. All the others can do what they like, but we have the holy duty to receive and accept the word. Before verse 27 comes, before 27 can be fulfilled, we must read from verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Can we read this in the near future? Can we still read this and say this? Brothers and sisters, very clearly, it must be said here very clearly, all can do and leave what they like. God speaks to his people, to his church, not to all the others. And therefore, we respect the word of God, what he left unto us by his apostles. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. My goodness, where can this be read today? But in the church of the living God, it must be read, so that all respect the divine order, and so that submit themselves with all their hearts into this divine order. And just think of it briefly. Just think of it, what is written here. For as Christ is the head of the church, brothers and sisters, is Christ you and my head? Is he our head? How many churches? Oh, the pastor is the head, or some kind of bishop is the head? No! Jesus Christ is the head of his blood-bought flock. And as a true bride submits to her bridegroom, so we as the bride of Christ, we are available to the Lord. And we are united in love with one another, regardless of what the people say. In verse 24, we read, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, subject unto Christ. Not everybody can do what he likes. Christ is the head. He has to say so. And here we have the precious word of God. And please be honest. Whoever cannot respect the word of God, how can God respect him? Firstly, he must give us the fear, the reverence into us. He must lay it into us so that we have the reverence before his word. And then in verse 25, the husbands are addressed. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. This is a commandment of the Lord, and it belongs into the church of the living God. Now, verse 26, we are told why. The reason, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. For what purpose is now the proclamation? For what purpose? Just as we were purchased by the blood and washed by the blood of the Lamb, so we must take a bath in the Holy Word. We must be washed. All the traditions must be washed off. Whatever is not in agreement with the Word of God, all of the traditions, all the teachings of men, all the doctrines of men, we must leave them behind, and we must become available for God. I'm just so grateful, brothers and sisters, that God has given us this respect before His Word. He laid it into our hearts. One could read until the end here. Chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is the right order. Then honor thy father and mother. Where can this be read today? Where? Brothers and sisters, let us thank our God who has given us the grace and who helped us on the day of salvation. And as Paul said in Acts 20, and also in Ephesians, in Colossians, he lined it out, what we as the church have to believe and what we have to live. Everything was left to us by grace in the Holy Scripture. It was left unto us. And the true church of Jesus Christ will only find orientation in the Holy Scripture. And now comes something which tears my heart in all pieces, that we, in the land of Reformation, it will be now 500 years, where God made a complete new beginning. And even before the Reformation, there were revivals which led to the Reformation, actually. And now, everything shall return in the mother's bosom. But really, what touched me in the last edition of this magazine, Idea Spectrum, it really tore me to pieces. What is written in this city, Wittenberg, all know what is connected with its city. There's the Castle Church, And you know, one could almost say, do you know what is engraved, what is engraved in this wall on this Castle Church? Actually, I may not say it here. At the church, in the Luther city, Wittenberg. Here's the photograph. A pig at the church, called a Jew pig. And even today, after 500 years, there were some who wanted that it is removed from this church, And the council of the city decided that it should remain there. The Jew hatred continued and continued. And here, publicly, here the pig, and beneath all are sucking, and the headline, the Jew pig. Just think of it. Even from the Reformation, they didn't recognize that the salvation of God firstly came to the Jews, because God has given the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then our Lord spoke to the woman, the salvation comes from the Jews. How can one condemn the Jews? How can one show the Jews in such a way? And then the Reformation has found an end, and then it's celebrated nicely. In this year, in our country, brothers and sisters, and on the other side, God helped us that his holy original word was proclaimed and carried into all the world. And we know God has a plan with Israel. He has a plan with the church. That's how Paul set it forth, especially in the letters to the Church of Rome. But it really tears the heart into pieces. The Reformation is celebrated 500 years of Reformation. I've seen it with my own eyes some years ago when I was in this city, Wittenberg. I was in this castle church. But really, it tears one's heart. The more thankful we can be, the more thankful we can be that God opened our eyes and that we can believe with all our hearts, we can believe as the scripture says. And God, from the beginning, he said, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. From the very beginning, God said in Isaiah 42, I made thee a light for the Gentiles unto the ends of the earth. We were in the original plan of God, but not against the Jews, but with the Jews, because God purposed his plan of salvation, and he lets it come to pass. Many things could be said. And one could go back into the 3rd and 4th century, in the moment where the persecution of the church ended in the year 311. And then the persecution of the Jews started. And in the Roman Empire, the persecution of the Jews started. They were called God and Christ murderers. And then came the great council in Nicaea from middle of March to middle of July 325. And then they decided that God exists in three eternal persons. But we are, of course, not going back to Nicaea. We are going back to Jerusalem. To the Word of God we go back. Back to God. There are not three eternal ones. And not three almighty ones. There is one eternal God who revealed himself in the beginning, as the invisible, in a visible form of appearance, and who spoke everything into existence. And the same God revealed himself to us in his only begotten Son, Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, God with us, as Father in heaven, and in his only begotten Son on the earth, to give us the adoption as sons, and by the Holy Spirit to be at work in the church of the living God. And let us say it freely and openly. Therein we stand completely alone all over the earth. We are completely alone on the earth. That's how it was said to me on the telephone. All Christian churches, all denominations, all are in this confession of Nicaea, in this triune creed. Only you are not. Only you are not. Only your free people's mission not. Yes, we are not going back to Nicaea and not going back to Chalcedon, not back to 325 or 381. We are going back to Jerusalem. The word of the Lord came forth from Jerusalem, and it will return to Jerusalem when God will make the completion with the church by his grace. Let us thank the Lord that we can carry the reproach of Christ, and that we know what it's all about now. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. Do you know what God has given to us? The calling out. God has given the last message for the greatest purpose he sent it, namely to come out from every Babylonian captivity, coming out from all traditions of men, coming out of them, to be consecrated unto him and to be sanctified in the word of God, to by this stand before him without blemish, unrebukable. And as I said before, as sure as the forgiveness and reconciliation is only in the blood of the Lamb, so sure the purification from everything what was interpreted in Christianity is just the deliverance from every spot in spirit. And that's how it is written. That's according to the plan of salvation in our time. And as Paul preached already at that time, and as written in Psalms 33, the counsel of the Lord, the counsel of the heathen will come to naught. They can decide what they like, but the counsel of our God standeth forever. And we submit ourselves into this divine counsel. We respect the divine order in every way. And we are grateful that God didn't pass us by, that we don't have to make any compromises, but that we could take our stand by his grace, taking our stand, preaching the holy and precious word of God. Here in Ephesians, we could read from the Ephesians chapter 1, where the emphasis is put on, what really is emphasized. Ephesians 1, verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Brothers and sisters, if we have guests in our midst who have not yet accepted the redemption, who didn't yet experience it, today can be your day, which the Lord has made for you. And no one has to leave this building as he came. Just believe what is written, accepting what God has given to us by his grace. Verse 7, in whom, our Lord, we have the redemption through his blood, namely the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. Verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, the mystery of his will he made known unto us, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. He himself, he purposed to accomplish his counsel, and this he does until this very day. And this divine counsel was proclaimed unto us. Then we read on in verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, Jesus Christ, the center of the divine plan of salvation. Christ, the crucified one, the center of our proclamation. And also this we may emphasize, just as Paul could say, I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives in me. Let us say it once again. If we have today in our midst still brothers and sisters and friends who did not yet make their personal experience of salvation, who didn't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and who did not receive the forgiveness of their sins yet, please do it now. According to the Scripture, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you and your house shall be saved. And all who believe on him, them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Thanks be to the Lord that it is still valid today. We are, of course, not reading a report which is of the past and for the past. No, we are reading. Here is reported of that what God purposed from the very beginning and what he does until the very end, until all the enemies are made his footstool. He is the victor of Calvary over everything. Then we have two or three wonderful scriptures in Ephesians chapter 4, namely that the Lord is the head of his body, but that he has put ministries into his church. And whoever reads in Ephesians chapter 2, here we read, perhaps right, verse 20. Ephesians 2, verse 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The foundation was laid once and for all. And another foundation no one can lay than that which was laid already. Oh, how grateful we can be that the Lord not only said that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, but in chapter 4, from verse 11, we are told in Ephesians 4, from verse 11, we are told, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. The ministries God has set for the edifying of the church. In verse 12, we read, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. The saints, the redeemed, those who received the word, those who received the blood of the Lamb. And how often? We said it here from this place. How often? In both, in the blood is the life. And our Lord said, the words which I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. As sure as the life is in the blood, and as sure as we received the divine life by the blood, so sure we receive the word, and the Spirit works the new life in all of us, and we are all born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Brothers and sisters, one could read on here. Really, one could read on. And especially in Ephesians 4, the admonition in verse 22. Ephesians 4, verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, putting it off, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. You must put off. You must. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. On the deep inside. God, of course, said, I will make a new covenant with you. And I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. And brothers and sisters, this must happen with us. We cannot just say, I believe the message. It starts on Calvary. God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. It starts with the reconciliation, with forgiveness, with grace and salvation. And then, as already emphasized, by the word and by the spirit, we are born again unto a living hope by the same power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The resurrection power must work in us. Our Lord conquered death, hell, and Satan. And he could say, I live. Behold, I was dead and I live. And I have the keys of death and of hell. How often we shall say it? How often we shall say it by faith? In Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the perfect redemption, the perfect forgiveness, the perfect grace and salvation. It was manifested. But this must become our personal experience of salvation. It's not enough. It's not enough that we say it happened on the cross of Calvary or it happened by the resurrection. No, we must say, we must be able to say, it happened in me, it happened with me. I made this experience of salvation by grace with God, and I know he received and accepted me, and I am his inheritance, his possession for time and for eternity. Let us summarize what we tried to say today by a grateful heart. The Lord gave the last message as the last, as the final call to all peoples, tongues, and nations. He lets it go forth. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Not to the religions who are walking their own ways, but those who are part of the church of the living God. As our Lord Himself said, I will build my church. He redeemed the church. He builds it. He has set ministries into His church so that she is edified, receiving teaching by His grace until we all found in the will of God according to the word of God. Really, that all can pray with all the heart, Thy will be done. Thy will be done according to Thy word in my life, so that every brother, every sister can honestly say, Beloved Lord, give me the grace to believe every word, to respect it, and to receive and accept it. Let us say it once again, that the Lord, at the end of the time of grace, really gives the final call. And as Paul could say at that time, I declared unto you all the counsel of God. And so we can also say it today with all our hearts. Nothing was left out about Godhead, water baptism, everything about the fall, about the two different seeds, about everything was preached. And God, of course, used Brother Branham in a special way to reveal the hidden things, to bring it to light, so that we can include it into the preaching. And by grace, God opened our understanding for everything what was revealed from the Word. He opened our understanding for the Scripture so that we, by faith, can receive and accept. And let me say it here. Let me say it. Even Matthew 28, just think of it, how judged we are, how misunderstood we are, that we despise the great commission of our Lord because we don't use the triune formula. That's written in the name, not of your formula. Baptize them in the name in which God revealed Himself as Father and Son and by the Holy Spirit. Please, I noted it down. One can use the Scripture to then misuse it. But one can use the Scripture to then go to the next Scripture to see how the apostles baptized. Please, let me say it here. The apostles' doctrine is not from the 4th and 3rd century. The apostles' doctrine comes from the book of Acts, from the letters of the apostles. Here we have the all of the Testament with everything what God had to say to us. And at the end it's written, the warning is written, that no one may take away anything or may add anything. And Paul said it in Galatians 1, even we or an angel would come and would preach another gospel unto you, let him be accursed. No, back to the original. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, And so, we time and again can just thank God with all our hearts, who speaks with us, who shows us the importance of the Scripture and of the divine teaching. He revealed it to us. Every word of God is important, and every word must be obeyed and must be believed. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing left to us but to thank the Lord, thanking Him with the bottom of our hearts, that we may live now, that we may have part in that what God is doing right now, that we have been brought back to the original, to the doctrine of the apostles, and that we know the Lord builds His church. He completes His church unto the glorious day of His return. Once again, Psalms 33, the counsel of the heathen has come to naught, but the counsel of God standeth forever. And this counsel of God, this counsel was revealed to us by His grace. We submit ourselves unto the mighty hand of God, under the mighty hand of God. And we are very grateful to God for that, what God is doing in our time, in His people, in all tongues and nations, by His grace. The Lord God, may He bless all the translators. May God bless all over the earth, in all peoples and tongues. And may all recognize worldwide how important it is to agree with God, to believe every word, and what God has left unto us by the power of His redemption, to receive and accept every word and to experience it personally. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Who will now sing us a song? Perhaps the two sisters. And then we will pray for everyone who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. No service may come to its end without giving the call today, if you hear His voice. And may all brothers, although they were not called to the fronts, please feel at home in our midst. Yes.
Alles das, was ich hab, was mir teuer und wert, es war nicht mein,
everything what is precious to me,
mir geschenkt.
It's not mine anyhow. He has given it to me.
Lass es mich gebrauchen,
let me use it,
zu erleuchten meinen
to illuminate my way.
Sei mir gnädig,
be merciful to me.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me, O Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich
pull
seh,
away
was
the veil
du getan.
Me, so that I can see
zeig
what you have
mir,
done.
Wo ich heute wär,
show me where I would be
und
today.
Das, du nahmst mich an.
You received.
Gedenk,
remember,
wir sind Menschen,
we are just people,
vergesslich und schwach.
Forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us,
halt
and watch over
uns
us.
Wacht. Nichts Gutes ich tat,
nothing
Jesus
good
nahm mich an.
Jesus just received.
Bin nicht wert seiner,
I'm not worthy
Liebe
of His love.
Und Huld. Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die er
yet it was my sin and guilt which
ja,
He carried away.
Liebt mich.
Yes, He loves
ich
me.
Ich kann's nicht verstehen.
I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away
dass ich sehe,
the veil before
was du getan
hast, so that I can see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute
show me where I would be today.
Und dass du nahmst mich an.
You received me.
Gedenk,
remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just weak and
vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us,
halt
and watch over us.
Wacht. Im Aufblick zu
looking
dir,
up to you,
der getrost dich nun sein,
I may be confident.
Denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbart.
For you revealed your word to me.
Fill mit deinem Geist mich und
fill me with thy spirit
stets treu.
And keep me faithful.
Denn du liebst mich.
For you love
du
me.
Du liebst mich,
you
mein
lovest,
Herr.
My Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil
before me, was du
so that I can
getan.
See what you have done for me.
Zeig mir,
show
wo
me
ich heute
where
bin,
I would be today.
Und dass du nahmst mich an.
You receive me and accept.
Gedenk, wir
remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just men,
vergesslich
forgetful
und
and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us.
Halt
and watch over us.
Wacht. Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. To the Lord be the thanks. Let us bow our heads. Let us remain in this prayer. We are in the presence of God gathered. We have heard his word. Let us say it once again. All who have not yet consecrated their lives to the Lord, who have not yet received and accepted the forgiveness of their sins by faith, may this be your day, which the Lord made for you. Let us sing once again the chorus. Just as I am. Not my power, but you alone. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Who would like to come? Please raise your hand, and together we will pray. Is somebody here whom we can include in this prayer? God bless. God bless. Everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Lord Almighty God, thy word never returns void, be it for redemption, be it for teaching, for whatever reason your word is preached, it accomplishes in all of us for whatever you have sent it for. Beloved Lord, you know my heart, what kind of pain I have. O God in heaven, be merciful and help us. Be merciful to our country, to our people, over all of Europe, over all the world. Once more, Lord, once more, let your final call go forth. Great God, we bring you all who are now consecrating their lives to you. You are forgiving transgression, and you don't remember the sin anymore. You are saying in your word, even your sin would be red as blood, yet they shall become whiter than the snow. Beloved Lord, wash us all in the blood of Jesus, in the cleansing flood. O Lord, let us take a bath in the Word of God, washing away every spot in the spirit and body to be purified. Beloved Lord, we lay everything before you and we thank you with all our hearts for it. Your counsel shall stand forever. Whatever you purposed in eternity, this you are bringing it to pass. In eternity, we will be with you. Lord, we thank you that we can hear your word, that we are strengthened in our faith, and that we can obey and follow you. May this meeting bring forth fruit for eternity. Together we thank you, beloved Lord, for your word, for the blood, for the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all the truth. We thank you for the end time message. We thank you that you are bringing your word to pass in this time before our very eyes. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks with all our hearts. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pardon me that I mentioned this with the city of Wittenberg, but please understand it rightly. Understand it rightly. The result of the true believers is the perfect calling out and preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we bless Israel. We bless the Jews in the name of the Lord. He is the God of Israel. He is the God of the church, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Should somebody wish a personal prayer after the service, you can stay behind. We are available for you. And we want to serve His people. We are just available so that the word can accomplish in all of us for what it was sent for. Before Brother Miskis comes and gives us some announcements, I have the wish that Brother Hermann Hendrich prays with us. Where is Brother Hermann Hendrich? He's translating today. Yes. Then we call today our brother Hans Hendrich. Please come. Please stand up. Please, Hans, come and thank the Lord. Our brother, just before, He just prayed such a mighty prayer in the office. I was just overwhelmed, and I was thinking, when our brother, who is now in the cabin, his brother, if he could repeat just this prayer, brothers, sisters, may God give us really thankful hearts for that, what He has done for us. Amen. Faithful, beloved Lord, we are coming with thankful hearts before You. For every word we thank You. Every word spoke to us. It illuminates our soul, our spirit, our life. It brings forth the new life. Beloved Lord, we thank You. In fact, for everything, for Calvary. And we are the fruit of this redemption from all peoples, tongues and nations. Abraham would jubilate today. His promise came to fulfillment in our days. We thank You for this preparation. We thank You that Your word accomplishes in all nations. Beloved Lord, we thank You that You are returning very soon. We are ready, Lord. We thank You for this message tonight. Beloved Lord, we have so much reason to thank You, especially for the grace. Lord, it's written, without works. It's the gift of God. It's the grace, beloved Lord. And this grace, in this grace, everything is included. We thank You that Your command, that we can love one another, this command is fulfilled in our midst. We are Your people. You spoke to us. And Your word has become the lamp unto our feet. We thank You for everything. You are the head of Your church, and we are submitting under You. We are obedient to You. May everything come to fulfillment in our lives. We take everything from Your hand, and especially we pray, keep Your hand over us. You promised that You will be with us until the end. Bless Your servant, whatever has to be done still, bless it. We know that the gates of hell shall not prevail Your church. We are in Your hand. We thank You for Your almighty blessing. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. And all the people say, Amen. We thank all who speak other languages. We thank You that nevertheless You are coming. And we thank all our brothers who are coming to translate. We mention Brother Michael and all brothers from all peoples and tongues. All are coming. Brother Etienne Genton. All are coming to translate the precious word into other languages. May God bless our brother Fitzek. May God bless all brothers who are there available for the Lord, so that all nations and tongues can hear the last message by His grace. To our God be the glory and honor throughout all eternity. One brother wrote an email and he said, "Brother Frank, I would like it best to hear you when you speak English. When you preach English, I like it best. But here we are just in our country. And Brother Miskis, what have you to say?" There's to say just one thing. I am so grateful for the speaking of the Lord. And it became conscious to me very clearly, the word, as Christ loved the church, so the husbands should also love their wives. But it's really, we are the church of the Lord, and He loved us with divine love, and He is our head, and we should submit, and we should love one another. And this divine submission under the head is very important, that we are submitting to the Lord, submitting to the Word. And now when we depart, that we ponder upon the Word in our hearts, and that we should not say some bad things over our lips, that we just ponder, just as Mary pondered upon the word. She pondered upon every word in the heart, in her heart. The enemy wants to rob what God sowed. He's just waiting for it. There's a word, there's a laughing, and just one is entangled in a conversation, and the enemy robs one word after the other. No, let us remain silent. Let us praise and glorify our Lord and be thankful. The Lord has done great things in us, and we are happy and rejoice that we can come together tomorrow if the Lord gives grace. I'm really so edified on my inside. These words made me so happy. And I think all of us, we are all happy over the Word of God. Let us sing the chorus number 11. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? Number 11.
Wonderful, isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Recorded in God's word, isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Yes, He is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful, wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Wonderful, He remains wonderful. He remains wonderful, wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful?
Amen. Let us once again thank our Lord together. Our beloved Father in heaven, our hearts are burning because You spoke to us, Lord. You have revealed Your wonderful love toward us. The perfect salvation which You gave us in Jesus Christ, the full redemption, the full deliverance by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are Your inheritance, the children of God by Your grace. We want to thank You for this evening, for the words of salvation, for the words of life. Be with us, Lord. Lead us and guide us until we come from believing unto seeing. Strengthen our brother and use him mightily so that your bride can come into lockstep, into the perfect agreement with all of your word. Yes, complete your work and fetch us home into your glory. To you be the praise, to you be the worship, in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us sing. You are Alpha, you are Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first, and you are the last. Throughout all eternity. Hallelujah.